Hi, this is Charlene, your host for Soul Sciences, the place where your inner experience meets outer exploration, or your inner exploration meets outer experience. Thanks for joining today's program of Soul Sciences. Hi, listeners. This is Charlene here today for Soul Sciences, and I have ready to record with me Angela B. Chrysler. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Hello. Thank you very much, Charlene.
Angela, you are the Brain to Books woman. You are the one behind the Brain to Books event phenom, and you are also the major host and brain behind the B2B Cyber Convention coming up for all authors and readers of great books everywhere. Tell us more about that Cyber Convention.
Well, we are looking at our third year, which is in April 7th, 8th, and 9th of 2017. We started in 2015 on something I put together on a whim to help me out with something else. And we brought in about 160 authors at that time. The next year, around January, I called in to the authors and asked if they were up to a second year, and the feedback exploded. We saw a 500% growth, and 800 people came in. It was phenomenal. Authors started coming together with their own ideas. And the convention is really a kind of a free-for-all. If you can think it, you can do it. And people started pooling in their ideas and composing and organizing their own events and synchronizing it all on the same day. Kind of a vast 3-day event for authors to come together, market, sell their books, and network, and just build on the community. And we are now approaching our third year of SciCon running this April.
You must be very excited about this event and how it has grown. Can you tell us what your thoughts were in those different 2 or 3 year experiences, how it changed from the first year to the second, and then from the second till this one?
Oh, wow. The first year, it was actually a distraction. I had just written my memoir, Broken, and walking away from Broken was very emotional, and I required something to distract me at that time. So I created this vast event as a means to distract myself from a situation, and it was just a fun party. Really, that's all it was. It was just a really fun event. By the second year, when I invited the authors again and it exploded, my first thought was, hey, let's just have another party and just another reunion, so to speak. And within a few months, I could see that it was definitely getting larger than anything I could handle. A few people stepped in to help out, and it was still, there was a lot of potential that I did not see coming in until easily a month before SciCon. We had Joe Live come in that time. He had proposed doing a 72-hour live coverage of the event. We had the Norries organize a live from a book expo in Los Angeles. It was just astounding how much it went from being a reunion and celebration to a mass convention online. This year, we've had a lot of changes this year. With the growth that we saw in the second year, we were calculating upwards of 4,000 people or more. So we needed to make sure that the tech was in place. We had to upgrade to websites. The first 2 years, we ran on Goodreads only. So this year, we are on websites now. We're on Facebook, Goodreads, Google+. And we are using social media to branch out and expand a lot of our growth to basically make room for everybody. Running the websites now costs servers, and now we're looking at software and put in place to gather and collect information on a conformed basis. That way we can track things easier and build a lot faster. We now have 15 volunteers this year, authors who have donated their time and knowledge, intelligence to help organize the event. And It really went from being a party 2 years ago that was designed to help me cope with something to this massive organization that really, I don't, it's just astounding where it's come.
Sounds like it has, as they say, a life of its own.
It does. It really does have its own life source to it. It's a living, breathing thing that's been literally made up of all the parts and all the authors involved.
And how many people are you expecting to come through your convention this year?
Oh, well, right now we have a reach of 500,000. We really have no idea where we have a potential of 500,000, what we're actually going to see. We just don't know yet. That kind of data comes from 3 years of insight. And because we're in our 3 year, we really can't make a proper projection until after April. We have Pro Writing Aid who loaned their support this year for us. We have 20 books to 50K who loaned in. We are currently working on negotiations with InstaFreebie, who has also lent some support for us. And we have a lot of other companies that have come in to help loan out and do some support for us.
This sounds like a huge success, Angela. Now, what would you say has caused that success?
Honestly, I think SciCon really sells itself, and I think there is a lot of different aspects about SciCon that really caters and meets the needs of the authors of today. The first one is because it is online, it immediately eliminates the need for travel, the expensive convention ticket, and it's very, very affordable. If you wanted to go to a New York City convention, you're looking at dropping to start $2,000. Some conventions can be upwards of $8,000 to attend, whereas this one is literally $5 an event. It's very, if you were to purchase everything that we offer at SciCon, you'd be spending no more than $80. It is that affordable. And then aside from the finances, the other thing we're looking at is it caters to the introvert, in which is what most authors are. We are renowned for being quiet introverts who like our writer's cave, who tend to struggle with social skills. And a convention absolutely requires that you step out of that introvert and join a social climate. And it's one that we really struggle with. SciCon allows you to maintain that introvert and withdrawnness that we love and require so much of. And we still get the benefits of a convention and networking while still being exactly what we are, which is withdrawn and quiet.
Those are some very, very convincing qualities to the SciCon. Now, I just want to really have you make it clear to people what exactly a cyber convention is.
A cyber convention is very much like a regular convention. The one I love to use is Comic-Con over in San Diego, the comic book convention. In short, it is a party or a mass gathering of fans to celebrate a thing. The science fiction convention or the Comic-Con convention is I'm going to say it because I'm one of them, a nerd who basically gathers together in a giant reunion to say, we love X-Men, we love Marvel Comics, we love anime, we are nerds, and we are here to dress up as Star Trek people and just celebrate our passion and our love for this particular genre. For a writers' convention, it's a group of writers coming together to celebrate their love and passion for writing, network, meet new publications, and build relationships with people in the business. Our convention is just like any other convention. It is a fan club where you come together and you celebrate a particular genre or a particular theme. In our case, the theme is books, and it's online. It's not something that's being held in a warehouse or in a hotel room. Ours is absolutely being held online at b2bsciCon.com.
That sounds like a very, very thorough discussion. So what happens then for authors, for example, who want to get involved? Well, how does that process unfold?
The authors who want to get involved basically register. They go to braintobooks.com, and also b2bsciCon.com will point you to that direction. And there's an author registration page. You can select on author registration, and you are given a product description where you can shop and select which events you want. You can be as involved, as little, or as much as you want. What we're recommending to authors, if this is your first year, is the author registration, which is free, and that will get you into the system so we know who you are, what genre you represent. And then there are some little perks that come along with that that are free. You can enter our giveaway for free. You can definitely participate in Author Showcase. We have a few events like that happening. The second thing we recommend is the Book Expo. So if you are new and you're not sure if you want to try it out or not, if you just start with the basic author registration and then Book Expo, you fill out a form, and the form provides us with the information we need. We upload that information into our system. We literally build a web page on b2bscicon.com in the showcase. So readers can come in and browse the selection and see which books they want to buy. And those buy links link the readers or direct them to a place where they can purchase the book.
That is great to know for the authors. Now, tell me how this works for someone who's a reader. They go to B2B on those 3 days, and what were those dates again?
The dates are April 7th, 8th, and 9th. A reader can access b2bscicon.com right now. The website is up. We are building it. It will be presentable on 7th of April, 2017. And really, the information will stay posted after that. For 3 days, we have live events. We have live coverage. We have giveaways that they can enter for all genres. They have books that are being given away. There are contests. We have cover wars where they can vote. There is a character tournament where they can vote. We have story time where there will be people reading excerpts from books out loud. We have blog hops, genre tours, so you can experience or discover a new genre within a short tour that takes place over a series of websites. Everything literally starts at b2bscicon.com. And we have it categorized so you can navigate your way across SciCon through this website. And of course, there's always the Book Expo where you can shop our vast selection of books that are being authored by authors there.
Now, do you have any kind of a standard for your authors that they have to come up to, or is this kind of a free-fall situation at this point?
It is a free-fall situation at this point. Our only rule really is you have to have something published. Whether it be a book, a website, it doesn't matter really. If you have something that is published, you are more than welcome to jump in.
By published, do you mean traditional published or indie published or self-published or hybrid published or all of the above?
You have to not be known. If you are J.K. Rowling, you are not allowed.
It may be the only club in the world that she's not welcome to.
We are only for the undiscovered author. We don't care how you got there. We don't care if you are traditionally published, self-published, on novel published. We don't care. If you are published and no one has heard of you, or you have a very small following, or you did not make the New York Times bestseller list and everyone knows your name, you are more than welcome to join.
So this sounds like a tremendous amount of fun, but I have to know there's a lot of work that goes on in the background, Angela. So who does most of that work?
This year, I am very happy to declare that our work is being divided among 15 people. They are authors, just like everybody else who has a book published, and they just stepped forward and offered their time. We have Timothy Basin, who is organizing fantasy, and we have Tabitha Barrett, who's organizing romance. Heidi Angel has loaned her marketing skills to our marketing department. Ani Manjinkan has loaned her skills for tech and IT. She keeps our websites up and running. Joshua Robinson is involved. We have 15 authors who've just stepped in, and we also have a customer service department, Angela Dukes, who runs and organizes and filters the emails that come in. We all have a share where we step in, we organize, we build, and we help collect the information from authors and direct them as needed as to where they need to go, where information needs to get, where it needs to get, so it gets built.
Tell us what your goal is for the authors who enter into the B2B. What do you see them gaining from this?
Overall, and this has got to be our most important message to authors. Your goal is not to sell books when you get here. Your goal is to get a platform built or to get an audience fan base. What we are pushing this year is newsletter subscriptions. The goal is, whenever you have an author or a reader come in, that reader is either going to buy your book or they're not. And most likely they won't buy your book. However, they're going to need some extra time. They're going to need to get to know you better. Maybe they need to see your book a lot more before they finally decide. Every non-buyer is a potential future buyer. And when an author goes in with their marketing plan of buy my book, they are losing 50% of those people who would buy their book but just haven't gotten around to it because they haven't seen it enough. The purpose of SciCon is to harvest or collect those non-buyers or potential buyers and turn them into buyers. So we tell our authors going into SciCon that their goal should be pushing their newsletter subscription, pushing their signups, and making sure that they can collect as many potential buyers as they can so that after SciCon, they can continue to sell and continue to market their book to those same readers.
That sounds like a very, very clear and solid business plan for authors, many of whom, myself included, feel like a fish out of water when it comes to marketing. So this sounds like a very simple way to get a whole slice of marketing done at once. Is that what you're intending here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the other thing about it is we have quite a few authors who are, one of the things that we do request is to tell your readership that this event is going on. They do benefit. They do come in. They do get to see what other books are available, what other authors are available in the community. We also do a mass what's been released in the last 360 days. And these are books that you are not going to find in a bookstore. They are very, very unique and very, very different from anything else on the standard market. So it is a one-stop shop during the entire year where you can catch up on all the news from the secret world of authors. And as a result, we ask that for all authors bring in their readership and kind of like a reader swap, do an exchange so that we all can see what's being available, what's basically a look what this person's offering in addition to myself. And it is a massive swap. It really is a bringing together of community so they can view everything that's available.
And I want to just make a few points here as the host of the Memoirists. One of the things that I've been learning about as some of the memoirists come together and begin to speak with each other is this is where you get your beta readers. This is where you get, yeah, as an author, where you get eyes, different eyes on your work. This is where you get a small group of people who know who you are and who respect what you're doing and want to help you do it. And you, in turn, get to do that for them. So if, for example, me, I have almost an insatiable need. It's a need to know everyone's secrets. So yeah. Memoir for me is a perfect genre. And at the same time, knowing other people's secrets, having them see whatever I'm writing. And so that is actually what the networking is about. Is that correct, do you think?
Yeah, no, very much. There's a good chunk of that absolutely is about that. We've had so many authors who came in our first and second year where very shortly after SciCon, we saw them starting up blog tours. We saw those same authors who went from being very, very recluse shut-ins to starting up their own podcasts, starting up their own businesses, and starting up their own blog tour companies. And they very much, without hesitation, credit Brain to Book SciCon for that. It took them from being a very, very quiet shut-in in this writer's cave to suddenly being part of a community that they discovered through SciCon. They formed friendships, they formed new relations, and this year they're returning to nurture those old friendships and find new ones. And part of that is it's very much a wash my back and I'll wash yours relationship where because we are exchanging cross promotion, because we are doing favor swaps, there's a lot of relationships being built to better help the main goal that we have, which is we are here and we are worth reading.
We are here and we are worth reading and we are worth sharing with your readers and with building everybody who's interested in that genre. And as you say, perhaps exploring a new genre. I'm intensely impressed by how many genres you've covered. I don't think there's a genre that is not covered. I know that memoir also includes nonfiction, mm-hmm, and that we have so many different genres throughout the whole SciCon. So is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with, Angela?
Well, we have b2bscicon.com. That's Brain to Books, b2bscicon.com, C-Y-C-O-N. And we are still taking author registration up until March 17th of 2017. After that, we do have to close registration because we have a few weeks that we need to build the SciCon. And of course, we also have a save the date program. If you are wanting to attend in your word, you're not going to remember. If you save the date, registration is available at b2bscicon.com. You will be entered for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. In addition, we will also be emailing you, reminding you when SciCon is, and the day of, you will receive an email letting you know that we are open. B2B SciCon. B as in boy, the number 2, B as in boy, CYCON.com.
Thank you so much, Angela. We look forward to more in the very near future.
Thank you.
That's it. That's all for today's program. Thanks for joining us here at Soul Sciences. And thanks to Kevin MacLeod for that lovely intro and extra music called Carefree. For more of my work, please go to www.soulsciences.net. And remember, take good care of each other.